Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, I am Puma. We are glad that you joined us today.
Yes.
We are here for another episode of the Puma Podcast.
Yes, our real love series.
Our real love series. Yeah, I was thinking about podcasts, and I went online this week to listen to our podcast. I do that occasionally and had a hard time finding it only because I couldn't remember exactly how we did that. But what amazed me is there were are like thousands and thousands of podcasts. And, you know, all the ones that, you know, I type in Puma and the one that came up, I mean, a bunch of them came up, you know, first. And stuff that is like, you know, that's really kind of a dumb podcast. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about there, but it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I love what you and I get to do. It's very encouraging for me, and hopefully it's encouraging for those of you that listen. Mm-hmm. But I got to thinking about, you know, just podcasts. There's so many podcasts out there, and podcasts that, honestly, there are many that aren't worth listening to,
right?
Because they're speaking things that are foolish, self-centered, unloving. And yet what was amazing to me is I was kind of scrolling through this week, how many of these podcasts are out there that have, you know, millions of views and, mm-hmm. and all that. And I was thinking, how come ours doesn't have millions of views? How come we don't have, how come, you know, I mean, I'm glad that you are listening, but it's not like, you know, this podcast is like taking the world by storm.
No.
And there's a part of me that's like, I wish ours would take off that way. I mean, what do you call that, Tori?
I think some would call that envious.
Envious?
You're being envious. You have envy.
Envy.
I think there's a link to it. Envious? Envy.
Envy?
Yeah. Envyistical.
So now you're just making up
stuff. Yeah, right. But envy.
Not envy. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things I think everybody struggles with, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, want what someone else has, or I don't want you to have something that you do have. I mean, this envious heart, or, you know, in some ways you call it like a jealous heart. You know, is that really, you know, how we are really encouraged to love? Is that the way Jesus loved? And this is what we see as Paul's talking to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 13. He lists all kinds of things. He says six things that, you know, eight things that love is, and, you know, the other half that love isn't. And one of the things that he says is that love does not envy. That's really curious to me. Like, what exactly did he mean by that?
Yeah, well, we last couple of weeks talked about what love does, right? Love is patient. It is kind. It does not. This is the first, I'll say negative, but this is the first not do thing.
First not do thing.
Yeah, which is interesting in this list.
Yeah.
So yeah, hey, let's, should we dive into what envy is and how we can not do that?
I would like to not envy. So sure, let's dive in.
All right, Puma. So please teach us how to not envy through God's word.
Teach how to not envy. Wow. Yeah, it's, this word envy, well, so like, have you ever heard the word zeal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, what is zeal?
Yeah. To be passionate, to extreme motivation, eager to do something, you're driven. Yeah. I say zeal is very.
Zeal, like a passionate desire for something.
Yeah. Strong emotion for something.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's part of what Paul had in mind here. You have a strong emotional desire to have what someone else has, or like a really, you know, passionate desire to wish that someone didn't have what they have, you know, this idea of, and so it's really, some translations translate this, you know, love isn't like jealous,
jealous.
Now, you know, jealousy, is something else that everybody probably deals with. Interestingly, the Bible says that God is a jealous God.
Yeah.
So how is God not envious or not jealous in a sinful way? And why is it here, Paul's saying, you know, that it is sinful to be envious or jealous?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bible, like it says very clear that one, God is love and God is a jealous God. And we just see in this chapter, if God is love, it says love does not envy, or in some translations, you know, love is not jealous. So the question that you're asking, like, how can God be a jealous God if God is love and love isn't jealous / envious? I mean, I think that's a really good question. I know a lot of people have, even you mentioned before the podcast, Oprah Winfrey, Right. Like walked away from the Lord because, well, I can't serve a God who's jealous. And this is a good question. How can a loving God be jealous if we're told that we should not be envious or jealous because love doesn't do that? I think a big part of to answer that question has to go back to one, God is holy. People are not. So I think right before we even dive into the word jealousy, I think we need to understand that God is holy. You know, man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires, the Bible says, and yet we know God gets angry because he loves and he has pure righteous anger. And so I think that concept translates fairly well to this jealousy, right? You know, one of the teens asked me if I ever get mad, which I'm not sure if they're trying to test me or not, but do I ever get mad? Like, yeah, like you're always happy. Like, I've never seen you mad before. I'm like, well, you mistreat Emily, you'll see me really mad. And he's like, wait, what? And like kind of looking at me kind of odd. But in some ways, I think just that picture, because I love my wife, because I care about her, I have a jealous affection for her. And in a lot of ways, I think that's very true of God for us.
Yeah. I mean, to be jealous, you know, there are times where it's not sinful to be jealous. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is sinful to have jealousy. And I think envy is the negative side of jealousy, if we want to use it that way. So, you know, I'm married to Mindy. You're married to Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they are our wives, right?
Amen.
Yes. They are our wives and we love them and we want what's best for them. Mm-hmm. I have children. I love my children. I want what's best for my children. Am I jealous when my children prefer someone else's dad over me, their actual dad?
Mm.
And is it right for me to be jealous of that because my kids are my kids, because I love them and I'm in relationship with them, when they step outside that relationship, I think I have a right to be jealous of that, because that is not helpful for them. Right. That is them stepping outside the relationship that they rightfully have, and they're doing damage to their life. And so I should be, in a sense, jealous of that. And this is the kind of love that God has for us when we are engaged in sin. So when the Bible says that God is a jealous God, it's because his people are pursuing other gods other than himself. And they made a covenant relationship with God, and God said, "I'm your God, you'll be my people." But when you step outside of that, God has a right to be angry. Mm-hmm. He has a right to be it is a righteous jealousy. Right. He's not being envious. He's not wanting something that he can't have or something that he doesn't have a right to.
Right.
And he's not envious in the sense that you have something good that he doesn't want you to have.
Right.
You know, his jealous is a loving jealous, which is the betterment for the other person.
Right. And using your analogy, I think is really good. I would even change it a little bit too. So, right, you want your kids to go to you, not some other dad. How much more if you see your kids going to the creepy guy in the van?
Right.
You know, because not only is it some other dad, this is a bad, dangerous thing. God is jealous for us because we're going to bad things.
Right.
We're going to other bad, quote, dads out there. And that because he loves us, and he does actually have a rightful claim over us, but because he loves us, he wants us to go to him. You know, there's a sense of protection and love in his jealousy for us.
In this whole context of 1 Corinthians 13, we talked about agape love. It's this selfless, loyal, all right? There's a loyalness to that. It's a connectedness. It is a selfless for the other person kind of love. And it's a love that encompasses so many things. Mm. And so the context of this whole chapter, kind of breaking down, what does agape love really look like? It's always for the benefit of the other person.
Yeah.
It's not for the betterment of self. Mm-hmm. And so when it says that love is not envious, love does not envy, it is because love is not concerned with self, love is concerned with the other person. So let's kind of tease us out a little bit,
yeah.
Like some of the, you know, because the word here, it's verb that Paul uses,
it's an action.
To be envious. Love is not envious of this intense desire of wanting what someone else has, or wanting someone else not to have something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's one thing to I want what they have. It's another thing to say, man, I wish they didn't have that.
Right.
I don't want it, but I also don't want them to have it. Mm-hmm. Both of those, the two sides of and which is a negative side of jealousy.
Right. Well, and like you said, it's all in relationships, right? I mean, very rarely do people, in my opinion, do people just, oh, I really want that cool sports car like that one guy in the magazine. I mean, they might want that, but that's only because I wish I could have that, right? It'd be cool if I had that sports car, if I had that athletic skill, or I had that body image or whatever. And so, like we just kind of clarified, God is not envious in the sense of he's a negative, selfish person. It is he's righteously jealous. But mankind, well, envy is wrong. We are told if we are Jesus followers.
Right. I mean, honestly, do I ever have like 100% purely motive other thought for someone right. else? Or is my will and my mind and my emotions always tainted with sin, the side of heaven?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, so I'm always thinking of myself in sinful ways.
Right.
You know, how can I better my life at the expense of somebody else? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, why am I missing out? And that's still, you know, the fear of missing out, right?
Yeah,
the
FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO, fear of missing out. And that's a real thing. I mean, what are we missing out on?
Right. Well, isn't it the heart of envy though? Because it's, you know, oh, they have this success, or they have this thing, or they have this skill, or they have this whatever, but it's always in contrast to me. And so really envy, it is a state of lacking. I don't have, I want, right? If we were content, why would we want what someone else has? If we were thankful, Lord, thank you for what you've given me, you know, thank you. I may not be as skilled as them. I may not be as smart as them, but God, I'm so grateful for what you've given me. Envy looks at what I have and compares it to them and makes us feel like we're inadequate. Therefore we want, like we are either A, not good enough, or B, God likes them more.
Right.
So it's a comparison game. And love doesn't do that. Love doesn't compare.
Right. I used to tell you kids all the time, when you compare, you
complain.
Complain, right? If we compare, you complain. So part of the consequence of envy is complaining, right? You know,
I mean, Old Testament Israel. I mean, they want to be like the other nations, right? They want to be able to go back to the Egyptians because they had X, Y, and Z. I mean, yeah, the complaining they did in the Old Testament Israel, that they almost lived in a constant state of envy. Lord, we don't have this. We don't have meat. We don't have, you know, this. And we just, yeah, there is a connection between complaining and envy. But you're right. It's all in terms of relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as kids growing up, you know, my sibling has something and my parents didn't give it to me. Doesn't happen to be because I am an irresponsible child. No, that can't be it.
Right? Of course not.
No. I mean, you know, they're responsible. I'm not. That's why they have privileges and I don't. But I look at what they have and I'm envious of it. You know, I get jealous that they have. And then I accuse my parents of being unloving.
Right.
Right. And I think ill of my sibling because they have and I don't. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, envy is such a secretive, damaging sin of the heart. That just kind of grows, it just kind of lingers around. And I think sometimes we don't even realize the envy that is hiding out in our heart, causing us not to love the people around us.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great point. I mean, literally the Ten Commandments, right? You have the last one, do not covet. And that is, you know, in contrast to envy, I think that's the same heart, same idea. I'm coveting what someone else has. And, you know, all the other commandments, right? Don't steal, don't murder, don't blaspheme, all that. Those are visible. Envy is a state of the heart. To covet, you could be totally envious and go to church with a smile on your face, but inwardly you're jaded, you're bitter, you're upset, and that can come out as you know, an action, or you could blow up, or you could say something. But oftentimes, in my experience, and even with my teens, I see envy being this like poison in your heart, where everything in life is a little more dull, a little more prickly, because you aren't content with what God gave you. I'm convinced you cannot be a person of envy and be a grateful person. You can't be. People who are envious aren't grateful because they think and dwell on what they don't have or what someone else has. And gratitude should be the heartbeat of his followers, right? I mean, we should be so thankful. And yet I find myself so complaining.
And we have a lot to be thankful for if we just are looking in the right place.
Right. Yes. Envy makes you look inward because of what you see outward, often in others. You know, I had the privilege to preach last week, and you did too, actually. You know, and I was going over the sermon and like, okay, how'd I do? And, you know, kind of critiquing myself. And I don't know if you're the same way, but I tend to be extra hard on my own self when I'm critiquing. myself. And I was,
I think that's common. I always second guess, what did I say? And why did I say that?
Right.
And ooh, that was a little cringy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then I listened to a lot of sermons too throughout the week. So I'm listening to sermons, I'm like, oh man, they had a way better opener. Like, you know, I talk about discipleship and like, that was what a better illustration. And they really geared it toward their, you know, congregation. And I find myself being like, ugh, not just mad at myself, but like, God, like, why didn't you help me out with that? I mean, look at this other follower of Jesus, another pastor. And even for, you know, it's not a bad thing. I want to preach better. I want to communicate God's heart better. And yet I'm in sin. Because even if you want something that's good, if there's a hint of envy, a sense of God, I'm lacking, or God, will you give me what they have? That's envy. And love doesn't do that. Love doesn't compare and does not complain.
Well, and just right before, you know, Paul writes 1 Corinthians 13, he wrote 1 Corinthians 12.
Mm, yeah,
weird right. How that works, right? Right. That's before that?
Yeah, spiritual gifts
and the body, the body working together. Mm-hmm. And that the Holy Spirit gives each according to the Holy Spirit's desires and purposes for the church.
Yeah.
And I mean, so even like within in the church family, you know, we can be envious of each other sometimes, mm-hmm. and I realize it.
Right.
Like some, you know, whether it's personality, whether it's style, mm-hmm. whether it's giftedness, and not, mm-hmm. we're not content with, you know, how God has designed us, how God made us. And yeah. That's very easy to have an envious heart, you right. know, as we gather.
Even
and,
of good Christian things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even of good Christian things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had talked a few other ways that envy kind of teases out a little bit, you know, just like in personal relationships. So when we get, you know, together, you know, with each other and I think the world, I think Satan, really plays on our envious heart all the time. Mm. You know, look at what you're missing out on, whether it's in the yeah. church, whether it's in the family, whether it's just in life in general, you yeah. know, it's, I mean, the whole, you know, look at what you're missing out on. God made you, you know, male, look what you're missing out on, the female, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, God made you, you know, tall. God made you short. God made you this. God made you that way. Look what you're missing right. out on. Look at how he didn't make you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this whole attacking our identity,
yeah.
you know, is a big deal in our culture.
Yeah.
And social media just really preys on that.
Yeah. And isn't that what Satan did, right? You mentioned before the podcast in the garden, right? Satan's like, hey, Eve, look at what you're missing out on, right?
Right.
And like, I mean, just the whole comparison, yeah, God actually doesn't have what's best for you. You know, they say, oh, of envy, the sense of lack. Satan hasn't changed his tactics. I mean, it's the same lie.
Right.
And yet it's so powerful. You're right. Social media, the culture, you can't go on Instagram and not see somebody flexing. And yet we all know it's fake, right? I mean, we all see the pictures, you know, of this person with this vacation, or I've got, you know, this sculpted abs, and like, yeah, there's probably 46 filters on that. And like, you know, you might have, you know, sat next to that car for that picture with the Lamborghini, but it's not yours, right? I mean, but yet it does fill us with a lack of discontentment and right. envy. We want.
Right. I mean, the whole thing, a picture is worth 1,000 words. yeah. A picture can also tell 1,000 lies.
Yes. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just because you see a picture doesn't mean you're seeing the true reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially today with media and mm-hmm. AI and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, how does one know mm-hmm. how to have a loving heart? We always have mm-hmm. to go back to Jesus, right? How did Jesus live life?
Yeah.
Because did he have opportunity to be envious and jealous in the culture?
Oh yeah.
Why do the Pharisees get all the accolades mm-hmm. and I don't?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, why did I have to be born in Nazareth? Why couldn't I have been born in Jerusalem? Right?
Yeah.
Go on and on and on.
Right.
You know, why do people constantly misunderstand me?
Mm-hmm.
Why are people hating on me when I'm trying to take care of them?
Yeah. Why does that Pharisee have more disciples than I do? And I mean, yeah. you could
go on and on.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, Jesus wasn't thinking of himself. He was thinking of the other person. And this is why envy is, you know, this negative side of jealousy can be such a damaging relational issue, because we are wanting what is not best for the other person.
Yeah.
We're not wanting what's good for them. We're wanting what's best for us.
Yeah, it's selfish.
Yeah.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, I think if we are following God, we want to love him, we're going to love his church. If we're going to love Jesus Christ, we need to love his bride. And envy pins us against them, right? We don't celebrate their wins. We're not excited for them. We compare and we want and we feel like we're lacking when we should really be celebrating God. Thank you for what you're doing in their life, right? And the envy definitely pins us against one another in the church.
Yeah. So love does not envy.
Doesn't do it.
So he says love is patient, long-suffering. Love is kind. Love does not envy.
Doesn't envy.
Doesn't envy. Yeah. And so what's a good application question today, Tori?
Oh, man. Yeah. To not envy, you know, I would say just off the cuff, because envy is very emotional. It's very heart-stringed, passion-filled. I would say when someone has a win, when someone in the church, when it's someone maybe you don't even know that well, but even someone that you do know well, when they have a win, are you quick to celebrate with them? Or are you quick to, in your heart, not even out loud, but just in your heart, man, I wish that was me, right? And I guess with that other, you know, when someone has a win, but are you quick to thank God for what you do have? Because envy is not thankful. Right. Envy asks God, why this? Why'd you make me this way? Why'd you give me these skills? How come you limited me? Instead of God, thank you for what you have given me. And thank you for what you've given them. So I would ask, you know, good AQ, what are you thankful for when somebody wins? And are you quick to thank God for what you have?
As you're speaking there, thought another one. Do you have a fear of missing out? You know, John wrote in 1 John that perfect love casts out all fear.
That's true. Right?
So, you know, the kind of love, if you're resting, abiding in the love that God has for you in Christ, should we live with a fear of missing out or the idea of content with what God has done for us and placed us?
That's good.
You know, because we live out what we believe to be true and real, and we live out our definition of love and our understanding of love. Yeah. So love does not envy, and it's something I need to be conscious of.
Same. Yeah. It's envy will always creep in because we will probably continually be with people who are better, smarter, whatever than us. And yeah, we need to constantly fight. Love doesn't do that, and I want to love. I want to have real love, the love that God defines, the agape love.
I want to love like Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us on this journey. You know, if you have any questions at all, feel free to email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to touch base with you guys. And yeah, we'll see you next Friday at 10:10. Till then, bye.
Yep, bye-bye.